Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show long together, which is so much fun. It's like, I don't know, it feels kind of, you know what it feels like? When you know your friend and you are having a sleepover and you can kind of relax, yeah. You know you have time.
This is so cozy.
Do you still like sleepovers?
I mean, I do with my son every day.
This is what this tattoo is, actually, is me and my three daughters. We're the three sardines.
Aww, that's so sweet.
And we like to sleep together, although Olive recently, who's going to turn 12, is like starting to not want to come to Chez Sardine.
Oh, Chez Sardine.
Chez Sardine, it's the hottest club in the world. So exclusive, there are only three members.
And yet, I wonder why she doesn't want to. Like, yeah, now she's getting a little too cool. But it's okay, because then she comes in and will sleep every once in a while, and I'm like, okay,
no,
good.
We're good. We're in the seven. He's 7 months, 7.5 months, so.
The scent, that new car smell.
Yes. It's not new car smell, Drew.
But it's like that fresh baby. It's like puppy breath. It's so wonderful.
I don't know
wonderful.
How to explain it. It's like exhilarating. Every time that you smell him, it's just like, you feel like it's a whole new world. It's just the most beautiful thing.
I mean, how does it feel being a mom? Because I was looking at pictures of you and your brother, Cody, and you always had this very maternal, yeah. Affectionate, physically protective.
Yeah, I'm very close with my siblings. I've always been, just both my brothers and my sister. And Cody, too, because he's the youngest. So it's always just this. So when I got pregnant, I was like, oh, my gosh, now I have my own. Because they're too old. My siblings are like, you're not our mom, Lynn's. Like, chill.
But it seems so clear to me what a good maternal, like, mom and instincts and physically you had. Like, you were always holding them.
Yeah.
Which is, did you feel that way? I felt like I had zero kid instincts, zero maternal instincts.
No, I've always loved kids.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, and to the point where, like, I didn't want to always be around everyone else's kids because I wanted my own so bad. Being able to share so much love with this new person in the world is just, like, everything.
If you were always good with kids, because I felt like I wasn't. Like, I felt like they could smell that I was, like, a worker. And
I think
they
it's
probably
also,
could smell other things,
but that's
too.
It's funny you say that, because I think growing up so fast in the industry, you crave so many people maternally. Like, you want them to be around. You want someone to look to and look up to and that kind of thing. You want mentors.
Yes.
And so because I had craved that my whole life. I wanted to be able to gain knowledge and, you know, wisdom and time and share that with my siblings.
See, you know what? I grew up a single kid. Maybe that had something to do with it. I didn't have siblings. And the one thing that I was determined to do for my kids was to have them have each other.
Yeah.
So now Cody is in this movie with you that I've been watching, Irish Wish. I watched it all weekend. And I was watching for you guys and your chemistry, and he's so cute, and he's gonna come out actually in a little bit. Actually, I'm gonna show you guys a clip so we can all be in this together because it's so fun.
Mom. Oh, whoa! Was that a wish you were making?
Oh, no, I was just, I mean, I guess, but I didn't think anyone was listening.
Well, I was. Look down.
Okay.
They call that a wishing chair, but you have to do it right. So sit down, close your eyes, and make your wish.
Oh, no, I'm good.
And it's so beautiful.
The film in Ireland was incredible. When I heard they were shooting it actually in Ireland, I was so excited because you don't always get to film in the locations that the movie takes place in.
And this one's undeniable. It's like a love letter to Ireland.
Yeah.
And that scene when you're driving and it's like so hectic because the stick shift's on the wrong side, you're on the wrong side. The roads are this wide. Yeah. And like when you were like squealing, I was like, yes, that's exactly what it's like. And I didn't know this, but Ayesha Curry and Steph Curry are friends of yours. In fact, godparents to your son.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Now I feel like I know
well,
that.
No one knew that
movie.
Until he signed the jersey.
But that's so cool.
No, the public, we knew.
That's true. You guys knew because you picked
it. Because it's such a personal thing. You don't kind of really publicize that if you have the choice. You know what I mean?
Now that you're saying it out loud, yes.
I was telling Ayesha when we were filming, I was like, I really want to have kids soon. And I actually kept, it sounds cheesy, but I kept like wishing it and manifesting and praying on it.
Irish
and then it
fish.
Happened pretty quickly after.
Like,
I was like, I'm pregnant.
You got your wish.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? You do start to like, I guess that whole tick, I mean, is it appropriate to say that ticking clock? Like it happens.
Yeah.
Like, I remember readying my life. You know how like you ready
a
nursery?
You get worried as a woman, you start getting worried. You're like, I'm 35. Oh my gosh, I got to really think about this. I have to get going. It's scary. What's going to happen? Do I have to rush? If I rush, will it not happen?
Yes.
Your mind just goes nuts. And then once, yeah, I mean, having a baby, then you're like, oh, I want another. Now I'm like that now.
Do you want a sibling?
Yes, of course, yeah.
I mean,
because I was lucky enough to have siblings, so I want Luai to have that.
I see why with your, like, as we're going to call it now, saternal instinct.
Yeah, we came up with a word.
I was like, you're so maternal, but you're a sister. How do we say that? I was like, we can just make up a word.
Saternal.
Saternal, you're so saternal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Okay, so it's so hard to focus because there's so many things I want to discuss with you, and I'm so happy to be with you. The last time you were here, you hung out with Ross, and your talking points with him were so foreshadowing of You are going to get married, maybe have kids. You have done that. Now maybe a sibling. And here you are with your brother.
It's like the magic couch.
It is, by the way. Well, what? Speaking of, because the movie is really about that, what are you manifesting right now? It's made me think about what I should manifest. And if you were wishing maybe for family on the film and then it immediately happened, what are you manifesting now?
I always, first thing I do is in the shower. It's I just find it so, it's my space there. So I always do my prayer and manifestation there. And it's always for my family to be happy, healthy, and safe. Always. I mean, that's just so important to me. Just good health. Just always praying for everyone to have good health and just have peace in their life.
Isn't it funny?
And then I get to the work ones.
Yeah.
I bring those last.
Well, speaking of, didn't you just announce that you're going to do another Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
One of the cons with Jamie Lee Curtis, and she was doing a whole life retrospective that I was a part of.
Oh, wow, that must have been amazing.
It was amazing, and the audience kept asking about Freaky Friday. And so I saw all those years ago, the appetite for it. This is so exciting.
Yeah, I love Jamie, and she's been a good friend of mine.
It really, really is.
We've stayed close over all the years.
She's a tough chick.
Yeah, I love that about her.
I know, I want to be tough.
I think you're tough. You're sweet, but tough.
She feels like she's got spine and cojones.
Yeah.
And I think I do too, but in a different way.
So she's a very empowering woman, and I just love talking to her, and I'm really excited to work with her.
I just love those no-nonsense people. I feel like I nonsense and then, break down.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar to you in that sense.
She's just
although sometimes I am no-nonsense when I have to be.
Okay, you know
I'm
what?
I'm in the middle.
Maybe I am, too. You're helping me realize a lot of things today. Well, I cannot wait for that sequel. It's going to be so much fun. Will you be the mom this time?
I will see.
Do you ever, I just had a moment where I never watched the films I was in because I feel like, oh, that would be indulgent. And yet, I feel like I'm missing out.
You can watch your films.
Do you?
I mean, if someone wants to watch it and I'm there, I put it on and I'm cooking in the kitchen or I have to run upstairs or I'm busy doing something else. So, because it's hearing my voice that I'm like,
oh, I love your voice.
But you know when you hear your own voice back?
Yeah.
On a voice note, you're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear it.
And it's true. You try to act busy and nonchalant.
So it's just on. It's oh, yeah, I remember
that. What was the last one you watched?
I think, I don't know.
Mine was The Wedding Singer.
Oh, actually, I just wrapped a movie 4 days ago. And I came home from work and my son was getting ready for dinner time. And I opened the door and he was watching, the Parent Trap was on. It was just on the TV.
I started
crying because I'm he doesn't even know that's mommy yet.
He's gonna know their mom.
But it was
movies.
Just, and I was like, do I turn it off or do I just, and he was kind of just staring. So, because maybe my voice was still similar to how it was then. So I was like, maybe he knows a little bit that it's me because it sounds like me.
Okay.
But it was a really magical moment. I took tons of pictures of it. Oh. I was like, shh, shh, shh.
Well, with that, we will take a quick break. And when we come back, Cody's going to come out, which I'm so excited for him. And they're going to do a sibling final five. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But it's
doing
like,
their own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, we're just girl talking at the break. This is so much fun. We are back with the one and only Lindsay Lohan, the star of the movie Irish Wish, which I am loving and watched all weekend long. And your brother is also in the film.
Yes.
And so I would love for him to come out, your Saturnal baby brother. Please welcome Cody Lohan. My whole life now is about siblings because I have two daughters, and it was the one thing that I admit I was a little like covetous and envious of when I would go to my friends' houses and they had sisters or brothers. I was like, they look so happy. Even if they fought, I didn't care. Even when my girls fight, I don't care. I'm like, that's every sibling says they fight, is right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we fight, yeah. But yeah, every sibling fights, but it's like bickering fights. But it's like
bickering. You
know, it's just like a quick thing. It's one of those fights where it's like
over in 10 minutes.
Yes.
But like the 10 minutes are intense. 10 minutes.
You understand the dynamics of each other, so you know. Also, you say the meanest thing sometimes because you know where it hurts.
And you know how to like dig in harder because you're like, oh, I'm with them so much of my whole life. So you're like, I know how to pry to get them to really get like angry. Yeah.
Kerry Washington said something that I will never forget right here. She says, your family knows how to push your buttons because they are the ones that installed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I had never heard that before.
Spot on.
Like, right? That's it.
Yeah.
It's like they'll get the reaction where you're like, I know, which is not how you would react to.
But you have the most fun with your siblings too, and like the memories mean so much more when you have someone because to share with growing up.
How old are your daughters?
They're Olive is 11, who's going to be 12, going on like 19, and Frankie is going to be 10, going on 10. She's very cozy and happy where she's at, and Olive is like, I want to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she's at that age where it's, like, right in between, like, right before, like, you're ready for 21, like, all that stuff.
It's so crazy. I know, and I want her to get a driver's license. Like, I want her to, you know...
Okay.
Well, in a few years, she's very good at driving a golf cart and a bicycle, so
that's
I have
fine.
High hopes. You're good on wheels, kid. You're going to be great out there.
She got me a golf cart as a gift to show up for my birthday. So I got good at driving really young because I would just drive around my town.
That's
because
there's a big backyard.
Yeah, so we were driving in the backyard
until
the school.
Until what?
I flipped it with my friends.
My mom was like, why did you get this for him?
Wait, you two recreated a childhood photo recently. There you are in front of Big Ben, and then can we see the photo now? I mean...
So I was meeting them in London before we went to Ireland to film, and I was like, Linz, we've got to do the photo. Like, we've got to retake it. And then we got there, and she was like, how can we make it different but still funny? And I was like, what if I hold you? And then they're like, yeah, let's just do it. And then it came out.
And then he's like, you're heavy.
It is so joyful.
Yeah.
And you're so good in the movie. I loved watching it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought about manifestations. It made me think about the things we do wish for and watching you two together, like... It made me so happy. What was the experience like for you?
So it was my first time doing a movie. First time ever. And I was just grateful first, obviously, to do it with my sister. But, like, right before you get... And for this is my first time doing a talk show,
Wait,
too.
Wait, are you serious?
So it's like...
Yeah, so it's like...
Thank you.
I'm so honored to be a part of this moment.
Well, yeah, thank you for having me. It was, so at first, like, the nerves build up so much, right? Because you're like, I've never been in front of, like, this camera, like, what happens? Like, all of that. She calmed me down a bunch, but, like, right before, like, you're, like, freaking yourself out almost. You're like, do I remember my lines? I obviously do. I've read them a bunch. But then you sit down and you do a couple takes. You're like, oh, it's pretty chill. More chill than you would think it'd be. But it was fun. It was, like, an amazing experience.
I mean, what does it feel like to have a sibling that you can look to and just know everything?
It's amazing because, like, growing up, being on Parent Trap and stuff and Freaky Friday and whatnot, I was so young. So I never knew, like, the ins and outs of, like, how the film worked. And then you see her, like, as an adult work and operate, and you're like, she's incredible. Like, she just, like, understands stuff and, like, knows exactly how to do it. So it makes you feel, like, a lot more. No, it really does make you feel, like, a lot more comfortable knowing, like, that your sister is such a BA, like, a
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know what BA stands for.
She really is. So it's, like, it made it, like, that much more amazing. It did. And we're, like, best friends.
I mean, this is the fantasy, I think, of, like, you know, what it's like to have a sibling, someone who you document life with. You have two different souls and two different sets of eyes. You might experience things differently or internalize or have different perceptions, but the documentation is there. You two, sort of against the world in the most poetic way possible.
Yeah.
All right, well, Cody and Lindsay, thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you so much for this time.
Thanks for having us.
No, seriously, I've been so looking forward to this. And everybody check out Irish Wish. It's on Netflix, available starting tomorrow. And after the break, Lindsay is gonna answer a question left behind from another famous redhead, which is Bryce Dallas Howard, so don't go anywhere.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Before we go, here's a little bit extra.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lohan, and this is Question Left Behind. Question from Bryce Dallas Howard. What's the best thing about being a redhead? That there aren't many redheads, that it's unique. When I was young, I was always kind of I wasn't loving my red hair because I felt different. And now I love it and I appreciate it and I'm grateful for it.
Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.